Hello everyone and happy Easter. Welcome to our service recorded for St Mary's in Ely and for all the churches in the Ely team. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, you are welcome here. My name's Chris and I'm the rector, and our goal is to share Jesus' love with every home in Ely and the surrounding villages. Just a reminder that we're back with in-person Sunday worship in the church right now, and on the lawn outside. And you can book your tickets for next week from our website. And for everyone shielding at home, just to say, we do plan to offer the full online service until at least the end of May, after which we'll be publishing the sermon on video every week. So would you like to join me in the prayer of preparation for Easter Day? Please say the words in bold, out loud at home. From the darkness of the grave, blood poured out, a crown of thorns, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. From the triumph that is won over the power of fear and death, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Walking from the empty tomb, opening wide the gates of life, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Let's sing our first song together, reminding us that this Easter morning changed everything. It was the dawning of hope in Jerusalem for then and for us right now. Easter is when the greatest love of all is demonstrated in all its glory. And I'd like to thank Emma, Hilary and Steve's granddaughter, for this wonderful contribution to our worship this morning.
We all want love. We all need love. But do you know true love? Not the poster on the wall. Not the puppy eyes and that all. Not the dreams that fizzle and fade. Not the crush that always stayed. Not the momentary blink in time, not the thrill of love bell chime, not the love that lets you down, not the love that sees you drown. Love that picks you up and takes your place. Love that keeps you running the race. Love that's not just a fuzzy-wuzzy feel. Love that's true. Love that's real. Love who sat down at the meal. Love who knew the 30 silver deal. Love who drank the wine and ate the bread. Knew the blood that he would shed. Who prayed and cried and drops he bled. Then stood in silence as they led him to the place to be mocked and teased. Waited as the murderer was freed. Questioned and sentenced, though Pilate believed. Believed he was the Christ, not just the King of the Jews. That he was the one the prophets had previewed. But sent him off and let the crowd choose to nail him through his feet and hands. Breathed his last as darkness spread over the lands. The Son of God killed by human plans. But was it their plans? Or did God always know that to rescue his people, he'd become lowest of low? Die the worst death that the Romans could think. Defeat the sin barrier, build a bridge to link. You see, Jesus, this man, he died sin-free, taking the punishment from you and from me, because God is so holy, so pure and so clean. Our sin and our stain, it comes in between. We deserve to die on a cross, mocked and punished like he. But he did it for us, so we can live eternally. And do you know what? He didn't just die, take our punishment, and be done. He rose to defeat death, so all our battles are won. He gives us peace in the face of the grave, hope for our future, no longer sin slave, and love the truest anyone's ever gave, the greatest love ever known. He didn't just die for his allies or look out for his own. He died for his enemies. He came for his foe. He died even for us. Though we shout,
no!
Go away, God.
I don't want you.
Get out my way.
I'll live for my money.
My pleasure today.
No, God.
Shove off.
And don't interfere.
You spoil my street cred.
Make an awkward atmosphere.
Yet he died for you two, for me too, for us too. So that when we come to him, he'll be waiting there for you. To give you love that's real and love that's true. The greatest love this world has ever known. The love that Jesus Christ has shown. A love that he gives to be your own. So this Easter, let the love hole in your heart be healed by the love that is true and the love that is real.
Thanks, Emma. Now Ruth James will read to us from the Bible, after which Stephen will bring our passages to life.
The first Bible reading is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. This is the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The second reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is about take 417 of my Easter sermon. And I tell you this because I've been really struggling with what to say. And that kind of began weeks ago, but it kind of became more kind of important and pressured in my mind come Monday, because by Monday it was Holy Week, which meant that Easter was less than a week away, and I really needed to find something to say. And it made me a bit grumpy. I got quite in a mood about just everything I needed to do this week and what felt like not much time to do it. And that was added to the fact that it was the 29th of March, and that meant we'd reached this new point on Boris's roadmap out of COVID, which meant that we could see our friends again. So weeks ago, almost at the point where I started dwelling on this Easter sermon, my housemate Lottie and I made some plans to see some friends in their garden for lunch on Monday. And I had been really looking forward to it up until it came to Monday, when I was stressed and grumpy and in a mood, and really that was the last thing that I wanted to do. So the time drew near to kind of to leave, and I was thinking, gosh, I should just cancel because I've got much better things to be doing. I've got too much to do. I don't really have time to see people. But I didn't. And I grumpily got in the car and we drove down the A10 to where our friends live. And I sat in their garden. And if you can remember Monday, it was only a few days ago, it was beautifully sunny. And I didn't take a hat or sun cream, so I got a little bit sunburned. But as we sat and we ate lunch and we caught up and we chatted and we laughed, my mood faded away. And I left that place feeling brighter and more positive about the week ahead of me. It was like the darkness, the clouds that I was experiencing in my mind were kind of parted by the warmth of the friendship and love of those I was with. And I do think what a beautiful day it was probably helped as well. And I tell you that little story because what I've been really struggling with is our gospel passage today from Mark, which just seems to end with a bit of a flop. Let's recount the story a bit. So we've got Mary and Salome, and they're arriving at the tomb. And if we'd kind of read more of the story back, we would have seen that these are the same three who are at the foot of the cross. So they've witnessed Jesus die. They then accompany Joseph, whose tomb Jesus is going into, and they witness Jesus kind of laid to rest. And they see the stone rolled in front of the tomb, which explains some of the questions in the passage we hear today. And so then what happens to them? Well, after the Friday, it's then the Sabbath, so they've just got to kind of spend the day in mourning, because there isn't anything they can do on the Sabbath. But as soon as they can, in their grief and in their pain, they go and buy spices and then they journey to the tomb. And that's where we pick them up in our reading this morning. They're on the way to the tomb and they're worrying about everything they've got to do, which is a feeling I know well. And in that moment, they meet an angel, well, someone glowing white, who tells them some incredible news. He's risen. He's not here. You don't need to look from here because he's not here. He's alive. And please go tell all his friends, tell his disciples this good news. But they are stunned and shocked and afraid, so they don't. And that's where our gospel reading ends, with this kind of disappointing flop. And I think why I've been kind of really struggling with this passage is because that's life sometimes, isn't it? Life is sometimes just a disappointing flop. And I'm going to kind of refer to that as a bit of a Good Friday life. But on Good Friday, on the day Jesus dies, it's full of all sorts of emotions. There is darkness and pain. Maybe there is shame and guilt, and there's betrayal and anger. It's a day full of things which we would not attribute to God. And that's sometimes the reality of our life. I don't know about you, but I felt this whole year has almost been a Good Friday year, full of disappointments, of kind of just seeing the same four walls in where you live and wanting to get outside and be with people but not being able to. It's been a bit of a disappointing flop of a year in some ways. But thankfully, really thankfully, that's not where the story ends. And it's not where Mark's gospel was probably meant to end. But chances are that the real ending was lost a long time ago, and then we've got this additional bit which was added in, probably not by Mark, but by some other people. And in that bit, there is some good news. And the good news is that the story does not end on Good Friday, but carries through to Easter. And in the addition bit on Mark's Gospel, we read of Mary Magdalene meeting the risen Jesus, hearing that good news that he is alive and experiencing the risen Jesus. And then she is so kind of overcome with joy that she goes and tells the disciples. She shares that good news and rightfully earns her title as the first evangelist. And in which we remember and remind ourselves that Christianity is not a religion based on death, but is a faith inspired by life. And a faith which puts its trust in the hope and knowledge of the resurrection. We are not called to be Good Friday people, but we are called to be Easter people. And I've been really trying to think about, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to be people who are Easter people? And so I did a little bit of Googling about what Easter means. And it's a very old word. That is what Google told me. But there is one little thing I found, which I found really beautiful. And I don't really mind if it's even true. There's a theory that the English word Easter comes from a really old German word for East, which might come, maybe, from an even older Latin word, meaning dawn. And in spring, dawn marks the kind of the beginning of days that will outlast the nights. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. But I do like that idea of Easter being about dawn. Maybe we are called to be people who bring dawn, light, into the darkness. Maybe that's who we're meant to be. And then this got me thinking about how we're meant to be in this world, and how as Easter people, as God's people, Maybe we are called to step into the Good Friday moments in our friends' lives and our family's lives. And when we experience those Good Friday moments for ourselves, our place in that is not to lose hope, but to set our hope in the knowledge of the resurrection, which is a symbol of God prevailing and the things that are of God, hope, peace, joy, love, prevailing. Knowing that sometimes our Good Friday moments will not end in this life, but they will most definitely end in the life to come. And that although pain, darkness, grief, those things will prevail here on earth, they will not prevail in the kingdom that is to come. I also wonder if we as Easter people are called to spot the Good Friday things in our world. Injustice, prejudice, discrimination. Those things which are not of God so obviously. And that we are called to see those things, spot those things, and bring those things into the Easter light. And that when those things are held up to the Easter light, they cannot stand and can only crumble. So, this Easter, we acknowledge the reality of our Good Friday lives. That to be human is to experience things which are sometimes disappointing and are not of God. But to not let the story finish there. But to push through Good Friday and Holy Saturday, endure those to reach Easter, a day which we set our hope in, which is a day of peace and joy and love. And to let that be what we are known for in this world. This Easter, let us spread the joy and love of Easter. Not just today, but every day, to the people we meet. Let us finish by praying. Loving God, we acknowledge the reality of our lives. That because we live in this place where the kingdom is yet to come, we live Good Friday lives. Give us the strength to endure. And may we be people who bring that Easter light into this world. Being beacons of hope, peace, joy and love. In your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen. In response, I'd like us to sing our thanks. Firstly, in the reflective hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, where we see that love, so amazing, so divine, demanding our soul, our life, our all. And then we'll move into praise of Jesus, who gave everything for us. In the light of all that we've heard this morning, let's make our confession to our Heavenly Father. Let's come to him with honesty and allow him to put us right with him and with each other. Please join with me. When our faith stands at the grave, grieving for a stone that's rolled away, forgive us. When our faith is short of understanding, though the evidence is there to see, forgive us. When our faith, beset by doubt, sees no further than an empty tomb today, forgive us. Heavenly Father, bring to our minds the cry of Mary, I have seen the Lord, and grant us faith to believe. Now we have an opportunity to declare our faith. Together we pray. I believe in the God of Easter morning, who awakes us from our darkest dreams and leads us into the light of a new day, who meets our pessimism with stunning hope of angelic proclamation. I believe in the God of Easter Day, who beats us to the obstacles in our lives and empties the tomb, the dark tomb, for us, who appears in surprising ways when we least expect it, walking with us on our detours. I believe in the God of Easter evening, who breaks into our closets and prisons, bringing peace and crushing our fear. I believe in the risen Lord, who meets us with wounds on his hand and feet, who grants us his Spirit, sending us out to bring shalom to the world. Amen. Now I'll hand over to Hilary and Steve, who will lead our prayers.
Can you see the bits of scrap metal and rubbish attached to this cross? Now notice the image of Jesus cut right the way through it. This is the breakthrough cross, picturing our rubbish attached to the cross and Jesus breaking through to this resurrection morning. Our prayers move from the cross of nails moments in life to breakthrough and resurrection. As we remember our families, friends and neighbours, those we work with or study with, may the good news of Jesus break through into their lives and the whole of Ely in this coming year.
We pray for our leaders at St Mary's, Chris, Stephen, Ruth and Graham, that they may be led by your Spirit as they seek to teach and nurture us, whatever our age or stage on our faith journey.
Lord, so many are broken-hearted or emotionally shattered by the consequences of COVID-19. Come as Saviour and break through the pain of grief, loneliness and sickness. Heal us in body, mind, spirit, and bring peace to those who carry such a heavy burden as they care for us.
A verse from Isaiah 58, verses 6 and 7. This is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. Lord, we long for justice in our broken world. This resurrection morning, break through into the hearts of world leaders, that nation may speak peace unto nation, and place within us a burning desire for justice in our world.
We are so blessed to live within your breathtaking creation. Break through in saving healing power to save our planet and drive us to take responsibility in caring for our environment.
And finally, a prayer for Easter Day. The words are on the screen, so if you'd like to join in, please do. God of glory,
by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way of life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's gather all of our prayers together today in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Please join in. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And our giving prayer, offering the money we give to all the team churches for their work in the community and amongst our mission partners. Generous God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, we offer our gifts to you with joy, symbol of the work you have given us to do. Use them, use us, in the service of your world, to the glory of your name. Amen. So as we come to the end of our service, let's get on our feet and sing, Oh Happy Day.
Jesus is alive.
And finally, on Easter Day, it's traditional to remember and renew our baptism vows. So as we conclude, I invite you to do just that with me now. Please do join in at home. Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? With the help of God, I will. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? With the help of God, I will. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? With the help of God, I will. Will you seek and serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbour as yourself? With the help of God, I will. Will you acknowledge Christ's authority over human society by praying for the world and its leaders, by defending the weak, and by seeking peace and justice? With the help of God, I will. And so may Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Goodbye, everyone. Happy Easter. See you next week.